And then what about this little bat McClane?
What about him?
Yeah. He's kind of an interesting guy because first he says that she has, like, seduced him, and then he comes and warns her. I mean, that's kind of an interesting flip.
It is. We have a very thoughtful young man playing this role, and we've had some wonderful conversations during rehearsal about character analysis. And his character, we've really found that he's someone that we've decided that has grown up with Susanna and been a friend with her their entire lives. He is somewhat of an outcast in the community at large. So he's special, as they sort of say. I think he's probably a little bit slow, but she's been very kind to him while others have been very dismissive of him, including his own parents. And so he feels very devoted to her, but we have been playing it as if they are the same age, that they've grown up together. So going on 19 is what they say. And that he has developed feelings for her over the years, which she does not reciprocate, but also just doesn't even know that he has. And so I think he's very conflicted because he does love her or feels that he does. So there's a little bit of, he's got her up on a pedestal, and then he's also jealous when the other men are dancing with her. And then I think he figures out that he can never have her. And so there's all those conflicting feelings in this young man. I mean, think about 18-year-old hormones, all that going on. Anyway, and then his parents are the two lead elders. And so there's a lot of pressure from them because in the very first scene before anything has happened, Mrs. McClane is already saying that girl's too pretty for her own good. Mrs. McClane is already just spreading rumors about this pretty girl. Because in the first scene, Carlisle Floyd, in my opinion, is so masterful. In this first scene, the elders are supposed to be, you know, the moral compass of the community. And in the opening scene at the dance, all the elders are cycling into Susanna's dance circle and dancing with her. The elders are attracted by her as well. So Mrs. McClane does not like that and sort of already starts this rumor before anything's happened. Anyway, so Little Bat is, that's his parents, and that's his community, and he's in this conflicted place, and he's coerced into doing it, but then he goes to warn her because he cares about her. And
like you say, we have to go by what's in the score first, and that whole coercion happens off stage somewhere. We never see that, so we have to invent a lot there. And I was talking to, the young man who's playing Little Bat, and we were wondering, perhaps, was that scene composed and cut, or maybe not. Maybe it's left out on purpose, but it's a lot to think about. And since it's not there, there's a lot of license with motivation.
Absolutely.
In that scene. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that sort of refers to it is that Mrs. McClane at one point has a line about how Susanna is spending too much time, or like she's trying to, she doesn't say the word seduce, but basically she said that Susanna is trying to seduce my son, which is not true. But that is sort of in there. And so you see her creating this fiction that is probably the beginning of that coercion offstage. Mm-hmm.